Hey kids, the Baby Fur Cast is an adults-only podcast intended for mature audiences over the age of 18 and covers topics in the adult baby, age play, and baby fur communities. Listener discretion is advised. Funding for the Baby Fur Cast is provided by these lovely patrons on our Patreon. Triple Panic, Speller 19, Tommy Dixie, Toddler Girl, Floofy Jackal, Kaneko, Jake, Laura, Raspberry, Laughin' Chelsea, Melbent, Grizz, and listeners like you. Thank you. If you'd like to support the Baby Fur Cast while getting access to additional bonus episodes of the show, as well as unedited director's cuts of each episode and access to our Discord server where you can listen in on live recordings of the show as well as talk with the cast, head on over to patreon.com/babyfurcast to subscribe to our Patreon.
Last time we recorded, I got really distracted and I almost forgot how. So I stopped and thought a lot. And my brain got fuzzy, so all I did was write some new lyric. Yeah, we got in Discord chat, and I sang a theme song all about this. And Spelly started the show, and then we pulled the bottles out, and then we showed what a bad. We'll be your light night, good night, stuffy machine. We'll be your lullaby, baby, if you know what I mean. I'll be a real tough pup with the pointy teeth. I'll be a killer and a thriller, and the cause of our death. Baby Furcast.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Baby Furcast, episode 35. I'm depressed. I mean, Fluffy Nate. I mean, I'm baby. I mean, what?
Yep,
we got depression. You know me.
We got depression, the ADHD, and the autism here today.
The guys. Holy Trinity!
It's me, Lily.
It is out
the tiny,
in full force.
Lily, the tiny woo that come to a woof and nip at your toe beans.
Yeah,
a woof.
And also
Speaking
returning this
of toe beans.
Well, okay, we have a small bean, or I guess he's a big bean.
Big
we have
bean.
Returning to the show again, Raspberry.
Hello, everybody.
Raspberry.
I see he's activated small bean mode.
Raspberry.
So is that your official legal name, Raspberry?
Yes.
The Lynx. Okay.
Yes.
So how have you been since we don't really have to go through the whole introductory questions. I guess we'll just ask, how have you been since the last time you've been on?
I've been all right. I've been okay.
Did we ask our last guest what their favorite animal was?
Did we?
Who was our last guest?
Our last guest was Chloe, and we did ask her and her favorite animal.
Okay. Oh god, I thought we had just like completely lost the podcast. No, anyways, what's your last? Hey, Raspberry. What's your favorite animal?
I'm getting deja vu here.
Yeah, hang on a second.
We will compare.
It was last time I said it was a panther.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I believe you because I don't remember. I don't remember anything that happens during a recording.
Everything is been same. A blur. We kind of just all disassociate and then.
We all
episode recorded, and we don't know how we get there. We're just there.
We just let the spirit of degeneracy run through us, and then all of a sudden, it's posted to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Podbean or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Oh,
and also on Patreon.com/babyfurcast. Anyways, the real reason we brought you in today, I don't know how much you discussed it in length on your episode, on the last episode.
I think I literally just said it, like, I said it in passing towards the very end when you're like, I think you said something along the lines of, oh, he's just a little small bean, but I'm big. And, you know, and then you were like, oh, yeah, that's right. And then we didn't really build on that.
Yes. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 35, the big episode. And by big, I mean we're going to be talking about
macro.
Okay, fine. You can spell it like that. And I'm going to get I'm not going to get upset. That's actually pretty funny. We're going to be talking about macro and micro.
I swear all four of us have one brain cell, and
we're all gonna share it.
I have one last brain cell, and it's just been bouncing around the inside of my skull, like going ping, 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 ping.
Our brain cells are putting overtime in then, because when I got my test results back, it said I had a high IQ.
Yeah, it said, it also somehow detected your Twitter, because it said your AD was on HD, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get that. Mine is only set to standard definition.
It's really weird because I don't have an AD account. I just have the one account.
Yeah. I don't know how that works, but okay.
I was going to say, because like it just I just kind of, it's kind of funny because I just had this weird thought in my mind of like, you have like, you know, like the size chart thing that like they're like, oh, let's measure how big you've gotten. Like, you know what I mean? Now I'm just imagining it's like there's like the normal, we're going to need a bigger wall. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, for the macro. All right, let's get on to this. I feel like there might.
Wait, what animal do you use to measure macro? Right, like a regular little kid, you get a giraffe. Clearly, it just makes sense.
They just go, "How many giraffes are you?
How many?"
They start sticking giraffes,
and then you like start counting. It's like then you go
clipping over each other.
Okay,
you're like,
I don't have that many fingers.
Okay, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I think we need to ask the first thing we need to ask for people who are. I feel like there are people who are outside of the furry fandom that tune into this because we're also ABDL. So we got to ask, what is macro micro?
So the basic gist of macro micro is kind of like, well, it's just kind of like extreme size difference, kind of like, but like, at least when it overlaps, like I'll get to that later, but like it doesn't really overlap with this side as much. You might see a couple art pieces here and there. But, yeah, so, like, the general gist is, like, either being really big or really small.
Yeah, and we're not talking, like, 7-foot-tall Amazon woman. We're talking the size of a fucking skyscraper.
Attack of the 50-foot Bab.
Yeah, well, essentially. It's like that one. It's like that one movie. What was it called? Honey, I Blew Up the Kid or something.
Oh, yeah. Honey, there was like the one art piece I did.
Now we all have to wear diapers.
You mentioned it last episode, and I jokingly, you were like, oh, you were probably inspired by that movie. I was like, no, but I've seen the movie.
Oh. Okay, cool. You guys don't have to listen to this episode. It's all just going to be a rehashing of the fuck I said last time we brought Raz
on. This is just the Fluffy Nate, the free episode of the Fluffy Nate Show with friends.
No, wait, did we? No, you mentioned. No, did I mention this shit on the Fluffy Nate Show?
No. I was on with Doka, just kind of more like just being a passerby.
Okay. Anyways, So
forever now I drive alone past your street.
It's a good time. I see it, and I always think of Toy Story.
It can kind of be like that. Like there's a bunch
I see
of...
it and I think why are all these people so obsessed with trains, planes, and cars?
Yeah. Like Raspberry, do you like trains, planes, or cars?
Yes.
Which one specifically? Because there's always one that a macro fur focuses on. I don't know why it's true, but it's true.
Of course.
If we're gonna go with one of them, I guess we have to go with cars because you play with actual sized cars like they're toy cars.
Be just like
it's like when you get the one mat that everybody remembers from their childhood, and you get the Hot Wheels, and you go.
I just like I like the idea of like Raspberry trying to be helpful, so he like bends down to their window at eye level and goes, "Where are you want to go?"
Oh my god! I'm putting it in Showtime text now. Thank you for reminding me. I have a sticker that literally it looks like exactly what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh yes, for those who are. Not able to see it on the. I don't know why my brain is not working today. Raspberry posted a sticker of his fursona, but obviously macro sized, and that is an actual car that he's holding in one paw, and then I guess he's trying to talk to an average sized person, like, you know,
get him, we're
very
going
small.
Lily Joy looks at the car, just goes, "Get in, we're going to 7-Eleven."
Oh my god.
We're going shopping.
We're going to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Are we going to Macro Taco Bell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you pick up the roof of the Taco Bell like it's a toy lid, like when you have the buildings when you're playing with toys.
$5. Five super side dollars for actual Taco Bell.
Wait, actually, so speaking of Macro, wasn't there you reminded me there was a meme going around for a while.
Oh, about speaking of Macro,
Macro,
we were talking about
Lily.
Go ahead.
Lily.
There was a meme going around for a while. I don't know if you know about it, Raspberry, but wasn't there a meme about Macro Falco or something?
Oh god, I can explain the story behind
that. Please do.
Please do.
Okay, so there's this guy by the name of Togepi. Like, you know how every fandom has their kind of like the one guy that everybody kind of like is like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So there's this guy by the name of Togepi, or at least that's his username, and he's this doctor, right? And he really likes Macro Falco and Macro Fox McCloud, and he's like you know how like where most people when people find out about their thing, their kink, and they go, yeah, that's really weird, right? This guy, yeah. Where it's like most people are like, stop laughing at me. This guy laughs along with you. Like, he does not care that you know. He's just like, yeah, I'm pretty chill. And they're like, wow, that's really weird. We expected you to be like, ugh! You know what I mean?
He's very okay with it. This Togepi 1125 on Fur Affinity, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I'm looking and literally all his art is just, I guess he's commissioned different people to draw Macro Falco with a giant cock, might I add.
Oh god. What's really, really funny is the other day on TikTok, I literally found one and it's like, it just says Fox McCloud and Falco staring at tiny people. It's like, why are you so small? And I'm just like, I'm just like, that. It just has the hashtag, if you know, you know. And I'm just like,
I'm just, that's like us. Spyro at Subway.
Oh god.
I don't know that one, so I'm outside of that one.
It's not macro related. We'll get to that, I think, during the messing episode, if that gives you any context.
All right, cool.
Oh god.
I think the other thing we kind of wanted to talk about was, and I think we slightly leaned into that a bit for a second there, was the idea, what, you know, think about the ideal crossroads of Macro and baby fur. I guess it's just the idea of a big baby.
Oy, a story.
Massive baby.
Toy it's Story. On a pocket, friend.
It's like everything to you is just toy sized. And the concept of just like being like 50 foot tall and being like, I can have fun, you know, like everything's mine, you know what I mean? Or treating it that way. It's
everything's
really
not mine.
I mean, it can be. I can share.
Incoming temper tantrum.
If I see something and I like it, it's mine.
Yeah, you got exactly.
If there's a macro baby, you kind of do have to appease them, because if they throw a temper tantrum, it could mean the ending of mankind itself.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh god. No, it's calamity.
I mean, like,
Can we, instead of referring to him as Macro Raspberry, can we refer to it as Calamity Raspberry?
Oh, Lady God. Raspberry.
And then there's a whole game. It's just Breath of the Nate.
I gotta kill Raspberry? What?
No, you just gotta calm him down. You just gotta bonk him really
hard. Be the Princess Zelda.
Yeah, one of you guys needs to be Princess Zelda. Quick res, you need to draw this right now.
Oh my god. Because I am royalty. And that's just a fact.
Oh my god.
And Lily can be the horse. Lily can be a
Yay! Pona. I'm the horse.
Oh my god.
So,
horse to the altar.
Where was I going with this? Oh,
no,
yes.
I'm the summonable wolf Link that you can summon if you have the amiibo.
The Lily amiibo.
And then Jazzy pops in like, excuse me?
God, Lily. No, I'm thinking of that. The plot of the game is that I need to find, instead of like in the, you know how in the game,
it's like the four magical beasts.
It's magical soothing items, a pacifier, a teddy. What other soothing items do toddlers have?
Teething ring. And the blankie.
There we go. Use all of those to soothe.
Oh my god. Because, like, oh god. Like, I mean, there's a bunch of other, like, art pieces that I've seen in the past that kind of, like, something I didn't really explain on my first, my episode is, like, Raspberry is kind of, like, the refinement of an old idea that I had. Like, there was a character I created beforehand. His name was Gulliver. Mm-hmm. And he's very similar in concept to Raspberry. Where he's supposed to be, like, big kid, just, like, you know, really happily doing the things. Like, I swear I have the art piece somewhere. If not, it's on my DA. But it has, like...
I think you did explain this before.
I think
I like how you reference the classic literature of Gulliver's Travels.
Yes.
Do you feel like Gulliver's Travels is a big awakening for people into macro micro?
Yes.
Like some people look at it and be like, wow, I want to be like Gulliver. And other people be like, wow, I want to be like the little people, whatever they were
James
called.
And the Giant Peach.
You literally are trademarked the little people.
The little people.
Oh, God. What's really, really funny. What's really, really funny. There was a like, oh, God. Like, I know there's like different dynamics with different people. Like some people like the different dynamics, like, there was like one image.
Gulliver's Travels was an awakening for me because I wanted to be Jack Black.
Yeah.
What? One day you will take on the throne of Jack Black.
You want to be the girl version of Jack Black?
No, I'm going to kill him because title.
Yeah. It's a title. Don't you know the ritualistic name of Jack Black? There's one every generation. Lily aspires to be the one.
Okay.
Lily absorbs.
If you didn't know, Paul Revere was a previous Jack Black.
Yeah.
I'm going to murder all of you.
Oh my god.
I don't know what the fuck goes on right now. I am operating on, I can't even say, I think I got a full night's sleep. I just feel like shit. But we're here. And
I'm not
Y'all are queer. That's not Jack Black. Lily posted a picture of a man who's Paul Revere.
Paul Revere,
I'm guessing, is the Revolutionary War Jack Black. Well, then who the fuck is the Civil War Jack Black, Lilithan?
We don't talk about him.
It's
on
like
the side.
Avatar. It's like the Avatar. You reincarnate several times over.
Well, then who? All right, so Jack Black has got to be the 2000s Jack Black. Who is the 1900s Jack Black? Who is the 1800s Jack Black?
Yeah.
That's your homework assignment. That's your homework for us. That's your homework assignment, kids. If you're listening to this, send Lily DMs of random people that look like Jack Black.
Yes.
At actuallilypup on twitter.com. Telegram is I'm a doggy.
Is it that?
I don't know. I don't know what your Telegram is. You just message me on there, like, once in a blue moon, random shit.
Oh my god.
I remember you would send me, like, those fucking, you sent me some random comics recently, and then, like, there was a time period where you were very fixated on this gif of a dog and their puppy, just, like, I don't know.
Being a dog and a puppy. So, yeah. We've lost the thread here, alright?
Yes. Please get us back on track, Spelly.
So yeah. So what do you think is probably your favorite fantasy that you like to draw or get pictures of? of raspberry.
Personally, I just like the idea of just like him doing things that like normal little kids do, like, oh, they'll take a car and they'll just start running, or like they're like driving it around, like, you know what I mean, like, and, you know, like.
Except that it's in an action. Except that it's an actual car and is an actual city with actual people, and he is the size of a skyscraper.
Yee. Also, a concept of having built a tower out of blocks.
A tower
where do you
out
find
of
the blocks.
Yeah, what are the blocks? Are you saying are these
called
massive?
A 3D printer. Get on my level.
Wait, what?
It's called a 3D printer.
How do you get a 3D printer that big? Are you telling me Raz has a 3D printer in this canonical universe?
Mom. He's what? Just like, it's my mom's.
It's your mom's 3D printer. How big is your mom, though? That's the question.
She got the size shifty thingy McWatch thingy.
Well, then that's she why. Didn't size shift you?
No, I was born
this way. It's only it's only recommended for 18 over.
Oh. So all right, so this is just turned from explaining macro to raspberry lore. Okay,
I mean it's a bit of both because you need to know one to know the other.
And I mean, to be fair, in theory, there's not much to macro. It's just big people.
Yeah,
but so... I think people need to put a perspective as opposed to it being just a very tall person. So no, we're talking about someone the size of fucking skyscrapers. Or I think in some cases, Raz, you have art of people that are like the size of like half a planet.
Yeah. Oh my man. Yeah. Oh god, I remember like when I made the account. God, there was this thing that I did where it was like. If it's like if there's somebody bigger, pat me, and it's just like somebody was like, don't worry, and they send me like this picture of like this eldritch like deity with like a really long arm, and I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, so essentially you're role playing with people that are taller than you, but you are taller than the average person. You are basically like five stories tall.
Listen, yeah, but it always comes down to Toy Story.
Yeah. Okay. What is with the Toy Story? You're talking about the fucking. You talking about Toy Story 4, where there's like the little babies running around. And you shove the toy in your mouth. Who wants to be the toy that gets shoved in Raspberry's mouth?
But that's the fantasy, right? Is that there's a group of sentient beings smaller than you that you can interact with.
Sentient beings smaller than you and more intelligent than you.
The only thing, there are a couple of, like, beyond, like, that movie, there's only one other thing I can think of where it actually kind of, like, crossroads. Does anyone remember that one episode of Rugrats? Where it was, like, after they introduced, like, Dill?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, God. There was an episode. It was kind of, like, similar to the, like, they have to get the, like, watermelon seed out of Chucky kind of episode. But instead, it was, like... Okay, so like the show, giving a really quick synopsis. Episode starts. There's like a toy that Chucky really likes, and then, what's his face? Dill's chewing on it, and he has a dream where all of them except for Dill are like little person size, and Vore happens.
Oh, okay, so now we're getting into Vore. That's next week's episode.
It is? Wait, really?
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, really?
Yeah, no, it's not.
But, because, like, when you think of scale, right? Because that's the thing that's the actual fantasy, is a scale difference.
It's predominantly size difference.
Yeah. So, right. To me, I see that and go, man, wouldn't it be really cool if my toys were, like, actual living beings who had a life that I could, like, jump in every now and then and they'd play with me?
Yeah, like, some people, like, within, like, the general, like, macro community, there is, like, this subsection of having, like, I guess you could say, like, usually when you see it in the general one, it's, like, a Petri dish town or, like, a small-scale miniature of a town. Somewhere in like a normal sized room Like if you don't want to do the actual macro thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's more of the micro, though. Like, that's what people call it.
Yeah.
But the ideas are very similar. I think it matters more about, like, the idea is similar, but the aesthetics are different.
Yeah, like, I mean, like I said, there's, like, a variety of different people who have done it. Like, even even Tavy's done it. Like, Tavy did it with, like, I mean, I know that a lot of people know who Artie is.
I know who Artie is.
Yeah.
Oh wait, who is Artie?
A white wolf.
The big white fox. Wolf in jeans. Or yeah, the big white fox in jeans.
I don't know who you're talking about, but okay.
They used to get a lot of art, and they did a bunch of micro and macro.
And they sometimes cross over into this, like, into the Baby First section.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of, like, little stuff.
I feel like I should know who this is, but my mind is drawing a blank. I don't know.
I can find him.
I don't know. Understand.
I don't know. Understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm not understanding right now.
I looked at the show notes.
So. I am on my last spoon, and it is, like, dirty, bent, and, like, twisted and broken beyond repair, so we're just trying to go with this.
Yeah.
Nate, what's the next topic?
That's about all I had, is what is macro and micro, and what is the ideal crossroads of macro and baby fur? Is there anything of note that you think you could, like, talk about?
I could talk about the different kinds of, like, different kind of dynamics within, like,
yes,
the art.
Yes.
There we go. That's what we like to
usually,
hear.
Usually, like, for example, like, in a normal pick, right, like, I mean, I talked about, like, a comic where, like, that I did, like, back when I was a teenager, and, like, one of the characters, like, shrinks the others down to, like, toy size, and, like, that was, like, this kind of concept where, like, oh, now they gotta be, like, how do we stop this character, like, that, and, like, that's one dynamic, like, having, like, a micro babysitter and then having the normal sized kid, like, that's that kind of crosses into it. And, like, you know, like, then you have to have, like, well, how do they take care of each other? It's like, you know what I mean?
You
see it a lot in, like, cargos and a lot of, like, cargo and, like, whatchamacallit, what's his name, Artie's art, like, god, I'd hate to be like, hey, Tavy, can I borrow your art? Or Davey, Tavy.
No. But, yeah.
As long as you credit him.
See, examples. I always... Yeah, what I enjoy is... if I start thinking about this stuff, the thing that I do find appealing is, like, a pocket friend. Like, a little kid who has, like, a teenager or adult that's just a micro that goes with them and helps them. Like the Jiminy Cricket. Bias.
They live Jiminy on your Cricket. Shoulder. They live on your shoulder and give you advice. They whisper into your ear.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
It's like, you might want to put that down. And it's
like, okay.
Yeah. It's you. Because you know that the person who's small isn't actually in control.
Okay, I kind of like this idea. Just a little man in my pocket.
Pocket friend.
Oh, man.
And if you want to get nastier, you got a diaper. That's basically a pocket, right?
You can do. Yeah. You can pull off a.
Because just like my regular pockets, I store my piss in it.
Yeah. Oh god!
It's and like, your friends.
Oh god! It's like you can put them there, and then you can pretend to be a kangaroo and bounce around.
Yeah.
Give everybody else a sense of, like, is there an earthquake outside?
Yeah.
No, it's just Raz playing kangaroo again.
Sorry.
Or just, yeah, I just like the idea, just a shirt, one of those shirts with a little a breast pocket, and you just stick a little man in there, and it's just like, he's your little buddy as you're doing stuff.
Yeah, pocket
that
friend.
It's for some reason I'm thinking of Polly Pocket now. I'm wondering if that,
now imagine if your friend, right, if your pocket friend, You get a car. Mm-hmm. And then you put them in there. And you can do so many things with that.
You can play
tag with it. They start driving going fast, the child has to keep up.
Oh my god.
It's just Rocket League, but instead of two different cars, it's a giant baby and a dude in a car.
Rocket League. Yeah.
Okay.
All you hear is
now we have the gamers on board.
No. And then like, or the little kid just picks up the car and it's just like a little thing.
Until he starts chewing on it, and then your motor gets wet, and then you have to go into the shop and be like, well, listen, there was this giant toddler, he started chewing on my engine, and then your insurance is like, I'm sorry, sir, we don't cover giant toddler damage.
Did you try? And then they go, did you try saying it to Wumbo?
And then I'll say, my car doesn't have a Wumbo. My car doesn't have a Wumbo mode. It's a standard model. And they said,
this episode is called Wumbology.
Wumbology?
No, study of Wumbo? We're not calling it Wumbology.
I'm calling it Wumbology.
I'm calling this a fucking garbage fire of an episode. Watch this be our most popular episode, though.
Wumbology?
Yeah, I'm calling it Wumbology. I'm in control.
Study of Wumbo?
This is why I made the fluffy Nate show, because you control everything, so I need a sense of control and I need a place to be the top.
I still need to get someone on to the spicy nugs, because there's one person in particular that I want on there because they live in Seattle, and I think they're attainable but awesome.
Lily, you need to make a box, like, you know how like they have like those like, oh god, what are they called? Like those really like, you send them the box with the frozen nugs in it and the sauces, and you go, you gotta put on the thing, and we gotta do this. It's just called the Lily Box.
A Lily Box.
What's inside?
That's our new thing, is our subscription service. It's called
the Lily Box. And then on the side it says,
I send you one of my wet diapers a month. You can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, God. I know many people that would get on board with that.
And then it just says on the side of the box, it just has a slapped sticker that says, possibly contains rabies.
Possibly.
Yes.
Also, I found the artwork.
No, it's impossible.
One every 50 diapers contains rabies.
Oh, my God. Unfortunately, it is illegal to ship biohazards in the U.S., so you gotta figure a way around that.
Yeah, it was really hard to get Resident Evil. It's a really specific joke.
Oh, God.
I'm going to end this podcast. I'm just going to go lapse into a coma. It was nice knowing you all.
Oh, right. No! So that means we gotta do the thing. Raspberry, where can people find you?
What?
You said to end the episode. I'm doing the thing.
Do you guys want to end the episode? We've only been at 30.
I'm still talking. I'm having fun.
You can find me trying to jump off a fucking ledge after trying to do this goddamn podcast.
I'm so sorry. Ah.
No, I'm not apologizing to you, Raspberry. I'm talking to the other toddlers, the autistic toddlers in the room with ADHD that have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, because it's a really cool idea, and it's nice hearing Raspberry talk about it. And it's only lightly my thing, is the thing.
Yeah.
I like Pocket Friend. But that's because I really, really get into my friends feeling happy.
I feel happy. Mm. I'm happy with you.
There's a lot of ideas that I've done in the past. Like, I could go over that, and maybe, like, we could pull some stuff from it.
No.
Like,
so what does it matter
if you want to? So what's some interesting artwork that you've made, Raspberry? Let's deal with that.
Okay, because I put the one that I was talking about earlier, that the proto Raspberry kind of character.
Yeah,
that's Gulliver.
The size of a mountain. Red cat.
Yeah,
he big.
He's the size. So for scale, it is a giant red cat with another cat on top of him that is a normal-sized person, I'm assuming. Yes. And the other cat is the size of what appears to be a mountain behind him.
Yes.
For reference.
He's talking about how he saw a plane fly over his head and it was super cool.
He's like, yeah!
And I went, meow.
So oh, it's God. Basically what? Imagining a child, but the child is the size of a mountain.
Yes. I mean, I did make one, like, I mean, it's also really cool to see, like, kind of, like, I'd made one, like, a couple of, like a couple of months ago, where I had the character, where I had, like, I never really finished it, but, like, Raspberry's playing with, like, a car, he's like, vroom, and he accidentally hits his toe on, like, a building, and he goes, he's, like, falls back, starts crying, right, he sees a small person, he's like, excuse me.
Can you kiss my boo-boo?
It's just like a little, like, the little, like, I guess you could say hashtag symbol right over, like, where, when you get, like, a little bruise.
Yeah.
He's just like,
can you kiss my boo-boo, please?
Please kiss my boo-boo.
You can kiss something the size of a car, but okay.
One at a time.
One right. Kiss at a time.
Yes.
No, it's a very adorable idea.
It brings a lot of, like, really cute ideas. Like, I seen artwork where there was this one guy who had, like, a husky character, or like a wolf or a husky or something like that, and they have, like, an entire milk truck, and they're just sipping from it, and I'm just like, like, it's cute.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a few results for Baby Fur Macro if I go online here on Fur Affinity.
When the world is your toy box.
So, I mean, how is Clifford? How does Clifford factor in to all
this? This is a very important question.
Oh my God! How did I forget Clifford? What?
Clifford, Clifford, the absolutely massive red dog.
God. Oh my God.
Okay. Clifford is a macro. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Actually. That would consider him. Yes. Yes, that is him. God. I guess you could say that did play into it a lot, because I really did like the idea of, like, big doggy. Big doggy. Like, you know, you get a lot of ideas. It's like you see a lot of, like I said, in episode 20 when I was getting interviewed.
Holy crap. You remember exactly what episode you're on?
Yes.
That's better than all of us.
I don't even remember when we started today.
Yeah.
We started, yeah. We've been waiting a long time. If you guys want to hear, this episode is probably not going to be as long as the behind the scenes director's cut portion of this episode, where we waited for Raspberry for what seemed like forever.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
He was too busy being a big baby, a literal big baby.
He had to get a change. Many buildings were destroyed. Thousands of damages. More at 11.
Only on Channel 5 news.
Okay, like, a little sidetrack, a little off topic over here. I've been seeing a lot of, like, these, like, what were they called? A lot of news anchors doing this thing on TikTok where they, like, they go and they treat their kid's tantrum like a news story. That. And I was like, you just reminded me of it, and I'm just imagining now something vaguely similar.
Except it's a reporter in a helicopter, and Raspberry is just rampaging through the city.
It's like a traffic report, like he's sitting on the interstate or something.
Yes. And like, oh, or yeah, I'm sleeping. He's just sleeping on the interstate, like this one picture.
I do like the idea of giant small infants who are just nomming on everything that they don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
It's like, really? Mountains. They're just standing by mountains, drooling on it.
Wakes up in the middle of the street and be like,
the real question is, how do you change the diaper?
With millions of dollars in damages.
It's an entire process. I did see that because as soon as I looked up Baby Fur Macro, that was one of the first persons to pop up, was Kilo with one of his art. With if you search up Baby Fur Macro on Fur Affinity and then go by popularity, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like the 8th result is Kilo's macro piece where he's just loaded diaper and there is a helicopter coming at him with a change. With a diaper change, and he's just in the middle of a city, I'm guessing.
Yes, and then I'm all, it's funny, it's really silly, because, like, for Kilo, I made him part of the stickers.
Do you as a macro ever, like, get asked to be changed by your, if you need a change, and you go, no, I'm a big kid, and then the studio audience laughs because it's a funny joke?
What? It's like a, this just turns into a, it just turns into a sitcom. You just make all kinds of big kid jokes. That's how every episode ends. It's like Full House or something.
it's not Full House. It's Full Pants.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's right.
God, like. Oh man.
This is the last time you will ever see me on this fucking show.
It is not. You know you love this.
I'm not loving this right now, but I'm doing it for the fans.
Nate, you're making me
so
sad.
You're the sub to everybody?
Yes, I am basically I'm basically this show's cuck. Don't take that out of context.
we're clipping that on Twitch.
Every single on Twitter, Nate.
No. I'm not. I think I should caveat that with saying I'm not into that. But anyways,
yeah.
As we were talking about full pamps, which I guess is how this all, it always comes back to full, to painfully full pants.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Like, I mean, I do artwork. Like, I talked about it before. But I do a lot of artwork where, like, when I do, like, gift art for people or my recent commission that I did of Bubble Pop. Or, I did the thing for Bubble Pop. And they were like,
my puppy?
Yes, that puppy. The one I did it, let me see. Should be my commissions. It's also real, like, I mean, like, I could. There was one thing I've done, like, stuff like this, where it's like cyan. I've done, cyan Bubble Pop.
Which we need to, I was getting very confused for a second, because there's Bubble Pop, which is cyan, and then there's Bubble Popper, which is the artist.
Yeah, Bubble Popper is the other one, other artist, who's got some really cool arts.
Yeah, which I guess this episode of the podcast should also be advocating for more people to get macro for art, because
I got a comment on one of the pictures I did of Toya back when I did my my raffle.
Yeah,
and I got somebody, I think it was Kev, I think, or someone Curve or something like that. They're like a boar, I think.
Curve.
Yeah. Curve, yes. And he's like, he sends a comment and it was like, man, I really want to get into the whole Microbab fandom. And I'm like, I'm converting people.
No, because again, we've named multiple very fun situations that'd be really good for, like, characters just to explore. And it'd be something different that artists could really expand into.
Yeah, and like, I mean, on top of that, there was one time I drew my boyfriend a picture of, like, his Sona as a kiddo, and he's like playing in the Gaza desert with, like, really big sand buckets, and you see, like, the pyramids in the background and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, that's silly and cute and adorable. I never posted it though.
But no, like, that's, it's a dynamic that, like, micro and macro is just such a good fantasy dynamic. Because you're never gonna be able to reenact any of this.
I mean, but, yeah, I have miniatures in the basement, but, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you have miniatures in the basement that you can, like,
program. You have to become the train guy to have the miniatures in the basement.
True.
Lego, though. You could do, like, the Lego Movie worlds.
But then you gotta make sure you're wearing shoes.
Oh, yeah.
There was one I did, I think, of somebody by the name, I forget, Maxie? They're like a bunny. And I did an art piece where he's, like, in a city made of, like, candy and gingerbread. Because he likes, he also kind of overlaps with, like, fat fur, kind of. And I thought, oh, it'd be cute. Picture like this.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. There's too many people named Maxie as well, or Max. Just saying.
Yeah, it's like Max, Lily.
You people need to come up with, I was going to say, you people need to come up with unique names. It's either very unique names or very not unique names.
I am so belly. Unique. Or it's so unique, like Shaniqua.
Shaniqua.
Spell.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Hello, speaking around of how you feel things, how does it sound like we've wrapped this up? Nate, where can people find you?
You can find me crying in a dumpster. Or you can find me on, you can find me on Twitter at FluffyNate. That is my baby fur account, and then my regular account is at OreoBearNate. You can also find me on Twitch streaming. I am aiming to stream all this week, although by the time this episode is posted, you probably would have already known about that. On twitch.tv/OreoBearNate, which I will plan, I'm probably going to plan on doing a stream right after this is getting wrapped up. Aside from that, yeah, like I said, crying in a dumpster. Goodbye.
All right. Oh, what about you, Raspberry? Where can people find our guest?
Well, you can find me on Twitter under raspberryhamps at twitter.com. And I also have a TikTok now. I'm not really posting that much there. I just post some shit, posty shit from time to time. I posted something about positivity and I do some cute voice acting. I do some pretty cute voices.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And in fact, if you're willing to spend just $3 dues, you too can find Raspberry in a small community known as our Discord.
Or yes, Patreon. You can find our Discord. Very, very good stuff. For $3 or $5 a month, you get access to our Discord server where you can hang out with former guests as well as other patrons, other cool patrons such as Raspberry.
Yeah,
who is not only a former guest twice, but is also a patron. So Raspberry and other people are just basically the backbone of making this podcast. And I feel like this is the reason for and the inspiration for us to drag ourselves out of bed every week and record this.
Can I say something, Nate? Like
what?
Don't forget that I'm also the one who made the little icon on.
Yes. If you like the new icon that isn't me being a dumb baby.
If you like the icon that is new, but is also kind of not new, but is new in terms of it's nice and shiny and wonderful.
Yeah, relative.
Yeah. I made it.
In case you all weren't aware, I'm pretty sure we talked about it multiple times, but yes, Raspberry has made like 100% of the art that you see on all the Patreon stuff and all the podcasts. So I would just like to say again, thank you, Raspberry. I love you. If I ever see you, I'm going to give you a big wet kiss, a big wet panda kiss on the lips. That's right. We're gonna make out.
You too can see that footage on our Discord.
So essentially what you're saying is if I do meet Raspberry, I need to record this for content.
100% content.
Well, I did say
the content. Lily, where can people find your content?
It's the Lily Pup on Twitch and actual Lily Pup on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be streaming again this month at some point. I don't know exactly when, but I will be.
And I'm Spelly. You can find me @_speller_19 on Twitter. You can find me and my friends on the Baby Fur Cast, the Baby Fur Cast Twitter @BabyFurCast. And you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/thebabyfurcast. And with that, we must say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm gay. Goodbye. Bye.